your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanny Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
Mark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight from Flint Beecher High School. In the regional semifinals, the USA Patriots are taking on Flint Beecher, the defending 2013 state champions in Class C. Of course, USA got here in a very fashionable manner, taking out the Harbor Beach Pirates on Friday in a 52-51 barn burner. I hate using the word barn burner now in my profession, but absolutely right down to the wire. Couldn't ask for a better game, John.
Well, you know, for anyone with a cardiac problem, they probably shouldn't have been there, and I hope they're doing okay now. And believe me, with that packed house in the Emerald City, there wasn't anyone that was asking for the money back after that game was for, you know, that's for sure. Anyways, as far as, you know, the ending of the game, yeah, it went back and forth in the last few seconds and everything, and who pulled a great pass out of the air was Brendan Ballard. I don't know how he made that pass or how he collected that pass and put it in for two to put USA up by one.
And, of course, that was right after Harbor Beach stole the ball. John Shelkey made a layup. USA threw about a three-quarter length pass. Harbor Beach's defender was running the other way, didn't see the pass. Ballard was wide open, made the right-handed layup, put it up. It was 52-51 with about 16 seconds left. And it was just a game of rugby scrum from that point.
It was a difficult pass to handle. It wasn't right on. I mean, he had to just fingertip. And in fact, if it would have gone, you know, like a 1 centimeter higher, he wouldn't have got it. That's how close that game was.
And, of course, Ryan Brown was on the sidelines for that one. It was just an unbelievable experience for us where we were in the corner. But, Ryan Brown, you were right in the midst of things there.
Oh, it was incredible. Trying to listen to the huddles during halftime, it was almost impossible by how loud the gymnasium was. It was absolutely outstanding. Two coaches that have been with their teams for a long while. It was like a chess match, back and forth. Players played hard. Like we talked about, the last few minutes were just indescribable. Absolutely great game. And the huddles, both teams, student sections were on fire the whole night.
It's time for a quick break. When we return, we'll have the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claims of the game on WLEW Sports.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. He saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burnt down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bedax, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Coughlin Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboyne. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Stay up to date with all the action on WLW Sports on Twitter. Follow at WLW Sports. That's at WLW Sports on Twitter. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight as our USA Patriots and the Flint Beecher Buccaneers go head-to-head on the hardwood. 90 feet of the hardwood on the red and white painted here in Flint Beecher. With 90 seconds away from tip, it's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance Claim of the Game. John Mooney, what is your prediction for tonight?
USA Patriots, of all the fans, I'm sure, have noticed that I have not been picking them in this tournament. And if I go ahead and start picking them now, that might put the jinx to them. So they're going to be resting very easy tonight. I'm going to say Flint Beecher 68, USA 47. My heart is with the Patriots.
Ryan Brown, do you have better news than John Mooney?
I have much better news than John Mooney does. In fact, I'm going to show USA some love tonight. It's going to be USA 59, Flint Beecher 58, and they're going to have to do everything that John described in his pregame.
And I'm taking right the middle line, Flint Beecher 65, USA 56. Las Vegas has Flint Beecher favored by 9.5 points tonight. It's now time to take a look at your starting lineups here on this game. First starting for the Flint Beecher Buccaneers. Number 10, a 5'7" freshman, guard Malik Ellison. Number 23, his friends call him Tez Amariantez Ivory. He's a guard, 6'2" senior. Number 31, 6'3" senior, Tommy Johnson. He's a forward. Number 11, another forward, 6'7" freshman, LaVane Blake. And number 34, Aquavius Burks, the guard, 6'3" sophomore. For the USA Patriots, number 2, 5'11" sophomore, Aaron Sines, guard. Number 3, the point guard, 5'11" senior, Nick DeSimpler. And number 11, the shooting guard, 6' senior, Zach Kramer, hits the three-point specialist. Number 31, Hayden Ewald at the forward position, a 6'1" senior. And starting center, 6'6" senior, number 32, Brendan Ballard. John Mooney, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is Brendan Ballard has to be really careful out here. The first 3 minutes are going to dictate the tempo of the game. He cannot body up with somebody. They're going to bounce off of him, and that's going to be a foul on him. So stay off the bench. Stay out of foul trouble. Get on the floor. Do your thing, big guy.
Ryan Brown, your thoughts.
Same thing. Ballard's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. He's going to have to stay on the floor. And I'm on the floor right now looking at Kramer. The look in his eyes, it's the eye of the tiger, Clark. He looks like he's ready to go. I think he's going to light it up from downtown.
Well, we got Mickey the trainer down there. As for some strange reason, I have been in a huge Rocky series movie binge lately. I've watched every single Rocky in the series in the past 2 weeks, and I absolutely love it. I've watched Hoosiers, I've done it all. Here we are, the powerhouse of Flint Beecher, the Bucks in their white jerseys against the hometown heroes, the USA Patriots. Bound to be a good one tonight. Both teams introduced for the starting lineups, both in their huddles here. USA in the middle of the court, right at the free throw line, shoulder to shoulder against their next man. 8 minutes on the clock, 0-0. Flint Beecher, of course, the state champions in 1987 in boys basketball, 1985, and of course, as of recent, last year. Oh, and by the way, they won it in 2012 as well. So the back-to-back state champs trying to make it three this year, but staying between them are the USA Patriots in the regional semifinals. Number 11, LaVane Blake, the 6'7 freshman, will be tipping off for Flint Beecher. He's going against Brennan Ballard. And the tip is won by Ballard, and it goes saved by Sines and into the hands of Ewald. Here comes USA with the first possession of the game. Ballard with it, left wing, over to the right wing, two to Simplard. One dribble back up top of the key to Kramer. Screened by Ewald, down to the left corner to Sines, trying to go